Module 2. Experiences.
听力部分。一、短对话理解。你将听到五段对话。每段对话后有一个小题。请在每小题所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出一个最佳选项。每段对话读两遍。
Number 1. Hello, doctor. I have a headache. Can you give me a check?
Sure. Oh, you catch the cold. I'll give you some medicine.
Hello, doctor. I have a headache. Can you give me a check?
Sure. Oh, you catch the cold. I'll give you some medicine.
Number 2. Hi, you must be our new neighbor.
Yes, I'm Jack. My family live in the third blue building over there. We live on the 9th floor. Welcome to our house.
Hi, you must be our new neighbor.
Yes, I'm Jack. My family...live in the third blue building over there. We live on the 9th floor. Welcome to our house.
Number 3. Did everyone in your class like the school trip?
Well, most of us thought it was exciting, but Tony thought it was boring.
Did everyone in your class like the school trip?
Well, most of us thought it was exciting, but Tony thought it was boring.
Number 4. I went to Xi'an on vacation last December. How about you, Nick?
Well, I went there last November.
I went to Xi'an on vacation last December. How about you, Nick?
Well, I went there last November.
Number 5. Harry, there was someone playing the piano last night.
That was my sister Betty. She is good at it, but...I am good at playing the guitar.
Harry, there was someone playing the piano last night.
That was my sister Betty. She is good at it, but I am good at playing the guitar.
R.长对话理解，你将听到两段对话，每段对话后有几个小题，请在每小题所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出一个最佳选项。每段对话读两遍。听第六段对话，回答第六、七题。
Jim, the volleyball game starts at 4:30 p.m. Let's watch it on TV.
But watching TV for a long time isn't good for our eyes.
What time is it now? Can we go out to do sports? We need to do more sports to keep healthy.
It's 3:30 p.m. Of course we can go.
What sport shall we play?
What about playing tennis? I enjoy it.
But I can't play it well.
That's okay. I will teach you to play it.
Jim, the volleyball game starts at 4:30 p.m. Let's watch it on TV.
But watching TV for a long time isn't good for our eyes.
What time is it now? Can we go out to do sports? We need to do more sports to keep healthy.
It's 3:30 p.m. Of course we can go.
What sport shall we play?
What about playing tennis? I enjoy it.
But I can't play it well.
That's okay. I will teach you to play it.
Good morning, Jack. What are you doing?
Good morning, Rebecca. I'm reading a book about reporters.
Really? You want to be a reporter like your mother?
Yes, I think being a reporter is cool.
Does your mother want you to be a reporter?
No, she hopes I can be a teacher.
Being a teacher isn't easy. Being a reporter is hard, too.
I don't think so. Nothing is impossible if you work hard.
That's right. By the way, would you like to go to the cinema this weekend? I have 2 tickets.
Sure. See you then.
See you. Good morning, Jack. What are you doing?
Good morning, Rebecca. I'm reading a book about reporters.
Really? You want to be a reporter like your mother?
Yes. I think being a reporter is cool.
Does your mother want you to be a reporter?
No. She hopes I can be a teacher.
Being a teacher isn't easy. Being a reporter is hard, too.
I don't think so. Nothing is impossible if you work hard.
That's right. By the way, would you like to go to the cinema this weekend? I have 2 tickets.
Sure. See you then.
See you.
Hello,
everyone. Here is some advice for those who will come to China for the first time. First, be confident and don't be shy to speak Chinese when talking with others. It's of great importance to believe yourself. We Chinese are very friendly, so you needn't be afraid of making any mistakes. Second, it's better to speak slowly and clearly. In this way, you can make yourself understood more easily. What's more, sometimes you can use drawings or pictures. And as you know, body language is also widely used across cultures, and it really works.
Hello, everyone. Here is some advice for those who will come to China for the first time. First, be confident and don't be shy to speak Chinese when talking with others. It's of great importance to believe in yourself. We Chinese are very friendly, so you needn't be afraid of making any mistakes. Second, it's better to speak slowly and clearly. In this way, you can make yourself understood more easily. What's more, sometimes you can use drawings or pictures. And as you know, body language is also widely used across cultures, and it really works.